Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world, from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Curiosity meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we are going to be doing a podcast update, right? Because I started this adventure as what we call a MVP, or minimum viable product podcast, right? I started this adventure quite some time ago. I think it was several months ago. And the idea was to explore what it would be like to create something starting with the minimum viable product. Now, what that meant is I tried to just go and what was the start to finish, you know, simplest way possible, no frills, no fluff. What could I do? What could I create? Right. And so I started with just recording a video and then using the YouTube app on my phone, throwing it up there and off we go, and getting used to adding that as part of the routine. Then over several weeks, we decided to, well, let's upgrade to a different microphone so that way it sounds better, right? And let's build off of that. And then I still didn't even have an idea for the show when we first started this. I didn't know what theme I wanted to continue as I kept making episodes and talking to a microphone. You guys are awesome, but you're physically not in front of where I'm talking right now. So how do I envision that? How did I work on that? And then over time, you know, making each of these steps to make it better. And now I've got a full production model that works for me. It doesn't take up a whole lot of time, right? There are ways to make the audio cleaner. I could clean up some of the times that I clear my throat and things like that. But in general, the idea behind this podcast is continuous stream of thought, being able to share things that I'm excited about that are out there in the world, and being able to just kind of move things forward. But I don't want to spend a whole lot of time editing. I love having a family. I love having a full-time job. And you know, you'll notice that I took last week off. Didn't give anybody in the audience warning, didn't give myself a whole lot of warning, just life had caught up. There was a lot going on. We were doing a lot of really important things at work. And so if I'm doing really important things at work that I think are really adding value and I need to spend time doing that, then I also need to make sure that I'm spending time with the family. And I didn't do such a good job on that. Now, I didn't want to be producing podcast episodes at the same time I was having issues where my family was clamoring for my time and letting me know that I needed to be present and needed to be a part of the equation. We've talked before on this podcast about how I am not perfect, although I do try to find insights that I find revealing and awesome, and I may speak with an authoritative tone when I talk about them. It's really just because it's more interesting to listen to somebody with that type of tone than somebody who does not have the confidence in their voice, and that's really where we're at. So I took last week off without giving you guys an update. I'll try to do that in the future. Hey, I might not have another episode type of thing. I'll try to let you guys know if I'm going to take a break, but it's just a break, right? And it felt really liberating to have the control to be like, I don't need to podcast. I choose to do this, and to choose to take the time to be able to focus on other things was really, really healthy. So I appreciate everybody's patience with that. I mean, thanks to the fact that we don't have bazillions of subscribers yet, I didn't get millions of emails, which was awesome. So I was able to kind of take that break and focus on things that were important. Thank you guys for that. Let's see. I did take a few notes on what I wanted to cover. We did talk about minimum viable product, talk about how I took last week off. I'll try to send a notice next time. The random gratitude episodes, we've done two of these so far, right? We did random gratitude one and random gratitude two. And the idea is to ask people to tell me something they're grateful for that they think others overlook, right? And we have a way to do that on the website. You can literally or physically just go to the website, type that in, and we will read that on the air. And that is awesome. But those are my funnest episodes to produce. They are a bit more challenging. I have to talk to strangers in order to be able to create those. I have to network with friends online who I know have good microphones and say, hey man, can you record something that does blah, blah, blah? And you know, I don't mind engaging that network, but it does take more time to produce those episodes. They are still my favorite. When those episodes come on, right, when I listen to them myself, it's not just, I mean, I'm smiling the whole time I'm making them, but I still smile even after I've essentially heard those same audios clips 3 or 4 times, because there's something about when somebody is grateful and the smile that they have that is just contagious. And I find that that translates really well over the microphone, that these people are grateful for the things that they highlight. And so I love sharing those episodes with you guys, and I want you to participate. And you could participate more than once, right? So Brent, if you're still listening out there, we've had you on the show before, feel free anytime that you are grateful to record it and send it into the show, anytime you are grateful. And it does not need to be a good audio quality. I can clean up quite a bit. And if you're really just excited about something, send that into the show. The email address to do that is jacob@parkingthought.com. jacob@parkingthought.com. And we will gladly take those in. So the other thing that I've done in the production of this podcast is I noticed that my volume levels were different between this podcast and other podcasts I listen to. And the other podcasts I'm referring to are the great podcasts done by the Jupiter Broadcasting crew and community. And those typically tend to be edited by Joe Resington and Drew. And I think there might be one other editor producer in the background who I don't know their name, so I can't give them full credit. But I would notice that my audio, I had to turn up the volume when my shows would come on, and I would listen to them in my car, right, to kind of get the experience of the audience. And I noticed that, and I was trying to figure out how I can clean up that one area, right? Because remember, this thing started as just a YouTube video, throw it up there and see what happens, and then figure out how to make it a podcast on a website, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm looking for these little things now and refinements to be able to make the podcast better. And I noticed that audio level difference. And so what I was able to do is I was able to go into, and I use Final Cut Pro for helping me create the podcast. I love the visual interface. I learned it when I was doing video editing. And so the audio components that are in that video editing app work very well for me. And I was able to find different ways of adjusting the gain and the limit error and a few other things to be able to get it to where it should have the same level between this podcast and some of the other professional podcasts that you guys listen to. And so I really want to say thank you to Joe Resington and that whole crew over at Jupiter Broadcasting for showing me, being the example for what I can do better. And that's part of what we do in a community and an ecosystem, is as we participate, we set an example for others that they can use as a reference point, either of something to emulate or something to improve upon or something to reject. But we're all in that community benefiting from one another, right? So then let's see. Next thing I want to tell you guys about is that I'm going to Linux Fest Northwest, or at least I submitted 2 talks to Linux Fest Northwest, right? One of them was about the basic structure of organizations and how once you understand the basic structure of organizations, you can leverage that to make open source collaboration more productive and healthy and organize better into teams. The other one that I submitted was a lot of the personal story that I shared with Brent on my Brunch with Brent episode with him, where he and I were talking about how the Linux community was one of the most significant outlets, or one of the great significant outlets that I had as I was deployed in Afghanistan, and the time I spent in Iraq solving problems. They were also just really influential in helping me have a space where I could control my environment, at least on the digital space, when it came to dealing with PTSD and what that meant to me. So I get to talk more about that at Linux Fest Northwest. That is going on the 24th through the 27th of April. That is going to be in Bellingham Technical College up in Washington State. And if anybody is headed that way, I'd love to meet with you. I'll probably be a little overwhelmed by the crowd and a little shy, but come up to me anyway. I'd love to know if you're a listener to the show and happen to be up there. That would be awesome as well. This Sunday, I'm doing a recording. I get to get interviewed again. I don't know why people like talking to me, but they do. And I guess I have an interesting story to share. And so I'll be interviewed by Rocco, who does the Linux Spotlight podcast, right? The Linux Spotlight podcast. Really looking forward to that. This guy is so well polished, and he hasn't done a whole lot of these. He's in his, you know, the number of episodes. So these are interviews with people in the community, and he asks them some pretty standard questions. One of the things that he does, though, is he really does a professional job. Like from episode one, from day one, he's really done just a very professional job in putting these together. And now I got to see some of the behind the scenes. I've been really consuming his content, but the behind the scenes of, you know, hey, Jacob, you know, here's the interview questions. Let's go through this. I mean, Rocco, I just, I'm nervous because he's invested a lot in making sure this is a good quality interview. So I'm hoping I can deliver that. I will link to that once that's published. I'm really excited to be able to be a part of the great folks he's already interviewed, some of which I've admired for years. And I really appreciate the opportunity he takes to talk to folks and to help share their voice with the community. So that is really cool. So this is kind of an updating you guys on the podcast episode. I am having a lot of fun doing this. It's a great activity to practice and to listen to yourself. And maybe you don't want to do that in a podcast format, but I really do believe that taking the time to speak and listen to yourself helps you hear what others hear, and it can help to reduce miscommunications going on in the future. Speaking of miscommunications, I had one last Saturday. I was up hiking at Bogus Basin, snowshoes on, right? And I got up to the top and a nice gentleman told me that, hey, the ski slopes are gonna open up. You can't really be snowshoeing. I need you to head down another way. We started talking about snowshoes and technology, and we were talking. He said, you know, where did you get those, right? And he pointed at my feet, right? And I said, well, you know, I got these ones in the Army. And I thought he was talking about my boots, right? And he was talking about my snowshoes. And we had probably a 5-minute conversation where we were each enjoying each other's company and having a good, delightful conversation. But I was talking about my boots and he was talking about my snowshoes. And by the time I realized it after we had separated and walking down the hill, I just, you know, it's one of those things where not everything is obvious, right? We don't always have understanding just because we've sent out a communication, right? Communication is something that is beautiful and magical. When you can share something that starts as an idea in your head and have somebody else understand it. And the communication between two people about things that are abstract, right? We can both say rock and see a rock. We can both say shoe or snowshoe and see a shoe. But really, when you can look at somebody and talk about how, you know, being around them makes you feel, and how grateful you are and what gratitude is just an absolutely beautiful thing to have that we're able to do as human beings with our vocabulary and our ability to communicate. So we may get it wrong, but I challenge us to keep trying, right? Record yourself and listen. If you want to record a thank you, send it into the show. I'll make another plug for that. But record yourself and listen so that way you can better share the part of you that is you. Because every time you communicate, that is what you're letting out. And it's a wonderful thing to do. So let's wrap this episode up. This is the part where I tell you that the best way to say thank you for this episode is to share it with someone you know. If you're just joining us just for this episode, great, glad to have you here. Thank you for being around. If you want to stick around for the long haul, there's a couple different ways you can subscribe. First off, whatever your podcast app is, Pocket Cast, Stitcher, Spotify, all of those things, right? Podbean, you should be able to look us up, to search for Parking Thought, either one word or two. I can't remember. It depends on the platform, but you should be able to find us and be able to subscribe that way. Now, if you can't find those, or you just want a quick link, or don't want to even want to search, go over to parkingthought.com. At the top, you'll see the subscribe links, and I've got links to all of those things right quick and easy, so that way I can get delivered to your favorite device when you're ready. Now, at the end of every episode, I love to offer this challenge, and it's sincere. It's to remember that in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?